Our story today is from the first book of Kings, chapter 1. It's about a man who has done evil and is hoping for forgiveness. His name is Adonijah, one of King David's sons. At the time of our story, Adonijah has made himself king without asking his aging father and without asking the Lord. He's made a parade and called his friends and supporters, and they're having a great feast. But while Adonijah and his friends are still celebrating, they hear shouting and the blowing of shofar horns, and they wonder, what is going on? Hear now the word of the Lord. And Adonijah heard, and all those called that were with him, and they completed eating. And Joab, one of his men, heard the voice of the shofar and said, "Why is the voice of the city so tumultuous?" He was yet speaking, and behold, Jonathan, the son of Abiathar the priest, came in. And Adonijah said, "Come in, for you are a man of valor, and bring good tidings." And Jonathan answered and said to Adonijah, "Indeed, our lord King David has made Solomon king. And the king has sent with him Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and the Kerethites and the Pelethites, and they have caused him to ride upon the she-mule of the king. And Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, have anointed him as king in Gihon. And they have come up from there with gladness, and the city makes a noise. That is the voice that you have heard. And also Solomon sits on the throne of the kingdom. And also the servants of the king have come in to bless our lord King David, saying, 'Thy God make the name of Solomon better than thy name, and make his throne greater than thy throne.' And the king bowed himself down on the bed, and also so said the king, 'Blessed be Yehovah, the God of Israel, who has given this day one to sit on my throne, and my eyes seeing it.'" So that is the news that the messenger brings to Adonijah. "And all those that were called by Adonijah were frightened, and rose up, and went, every man his way. And Adonijah feared before Solomon, and he arose and went, and took hold of the horns of the altar. And it was told Solomon, saying, 'Behold, Adonijah fears King Solomon. And behold, he has seized the horns of the altar, saying, Let King Solomon promise unto me as this day that he will not put to death his servant with the sword.' And Solomon said, 'If he be a son of valor, there shall not a hair of him fall to the earth. But if evil be found in him, then he shall die.' And King Solomon sent, and they brought him down from the altar, and he came in and bowed down to King Solomon. And Solomon said unto him, 'Go to thy house.'" Do you hear where Adonijah took refuge? In the tent where the altar was. And did you hear what he took hold of? The horns of the altar. The tent of meeting was where the Israelites worshiped the Lord. This is like the tabernacle. And the altar was where they said sorry to the Lord and had their evils forgiven. Adonijah wanted to be forgiven. Why would the horns of the altar save him? We read about that in Revelation Explained, number 316. Altars had horns for the reason that altars represented the worship of the Lord from the good of love. And all worship that is truly worship is offered from the good of love by truths. That the horns were from the altar itself, that is, they weren't added on, but they were extensions of the altar, signified that truths which the horns represented must proceed from the good of love, which the altar itself represented. For all truth is from good. That there were four horns, one at each corner, signified that they were for the four quarters in heaven, by which all things of truth from good are signified. And now it describes the use of the altar. And it uses the word expiation, which means atonement, or having sin purged away. "Since all expiations and purifications are effected or brought about by truths from good, expiation was made upon the horns of the altars of incense and burnt offering. And as all divine protection is by truths from good, those who committed evils and were in fear of death caught hold of the horns of the altar and were thus protected." But those who purposefully and willfully committed evils were not so protected. Amen. Here end our lessons. Happy are they who hear the word of God and keep it.